Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2232. What are the costs of working? Part 2 by Marilyn Dilvin of RadicalFire.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. If you haven't done so already, be sure to listen to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 2231. But if you're all caught up, let's get right back into it and hear part 2 as we continue optimizing your life. What are the costs of working? Part 2 by Marilyn Dilvin of RadicalFire.com. Food at work. Food at work can be a big cost because many people spend more money on food when they're working. When you're at home, you cook most of your meals. When you're in the office, many people don't bring their lunch to work. Since meals in the office are significantly more expensive compared to making meals at home, you will spend extra money. The simplest way to reduce and avoid this cost is to bring food from home. When you're avoiding eating out, it's one of the easiest ways to reduce your food budget. You can make each meal at home. You can meal prep at the beginning of the week, having enough food to take to work every day. When you're not the meal prepping type, you can cook every evening and make some extra to eat the next day for lunch. I bring my lunch to work most days. Sometimes when I have a lunch meeting, lunch is provided, meaning that I will not spend a significant amount of money on eating food at work. Even though I bring my own lunch, I spend less than $70 per month on groceries. I enjoy eating my own meals much more than getting something from the canteen we have. Daycare costs. One thing that's extremely expensive is daycare costs. Whether you have a pet or a child, they may need to go to a daycare. In most countries, daycare is extremely expensive. In the Netherlands, daycare costs around 50 euros per day, per child. Depending on your income, you can get a subsidy from the government. That's covering up to 90% of the daycare costs. If you're both working and have a decent salary, costs may actually come down to the aforementioned 50 euros a day. That's 11,000 euros per year you're spending on one child for daycare. One main way to reduce these costs is to work less as a parent. You and your partner could both be working 3 or 4 days, depending on your preference, and have the kids at home for the majority of the week. You could also ask family members to watch the kids. For the moment, this is not a relevant cost to reduce, as I don't have a child or pet. I would love to have a dog, and someday my time will come. Premium price on some outings. When you're working, you'll do most things on the weekend. When you want to take a short trip, you need to go on the weekend. That's when flights and hotels are the most expensive, thus you'll pay a premium price for it. Besides that, in my company, I take holidays in July or August. That's when it's quiet at work and they want us to take our holidays in these 2 months. That's when the high season is there and the prices over the entire world go up. Hotels and flights will be more expensive during July and August than during any other month, as will basically anything else. If you're retired, you can go abroad whenever you want. You can randomly go on a Tuesday in May because the prices are cheap. You can travel in the discounted season, as one would naturally want to do. Indirect costs. While this is an indirect cost of working, it's a cost nonetheless. If you're working, you have less time in general to do things. You might take the convenient option when they're available, just because you can. Things that can be convenience costs are ordering food at home or getting takeout, buying ready-to-cook foods that'll be done in 5 minutes, buying from a store nearby rather than the cheapest in your area, or not comparing prices when shopping. If you come home from a long day at work, it can be very tempting to do this. I have to admit that I still do 2 out of 3 of these things, even when I'm paying attention to where I spend my money. I go to the nearest shop when I'm at home and realize I forgot something. It'll mostly be for the small things and not for my weekly grocery trip, but it's still convenience costs. Also, when I do my weekly shopping, I don't compare prices, ever. I go to a low-cost grocery store and I simply assume that anything there is cheaper compared to the premium supermarket close to my house. Within the store, I go for discounts. That's all I do. So what are the costs of working? As you can see, working also brings costs with it. Let's call it an investment. You have to spend money to earn money. This post is just to make you aware that your job is also costing you money and making you realize how much money you spend each year to work. For me personally, the direct costs of going to work are 1,800 euros per year, which is mostly my car costs. I bring food from home, I don't spend money on clothing, and I don't have kids. Of course, I need to pay taxes. That will be around 7,000 euros per year when I work the full year. This year, I'll only work 8 months, take all my holidays, and have my mini retirement. When you compare 2 different jobs, it's important to compare not only the salaries, but also the cost of working. If your cost of working is taking too much from your additional salary, you could decide not to take the other job. If you're approaching work like this, you'll do it differently than 95% of the population. So great job. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, What Are the Costs of Working? By Marilyn Dilvin of RadicalFire.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. About a year ago, I got a pretty amazing job offer that I decided to turn down because I recognized that W-2 employment comes with other costs aside from money. It costs a significant amount of your time and energy, and that leads to opportunity costs in other areas of our lives. When I had a corporate career, I often didn't have the energy or headspace to think creatively about my life or seize opportunities that presented themselves. Being overly focused on my career cost me my health and relationships. Many of us go through those seasons of life where we're grinding away at our careers and living for the weekend. And I do think that's necessary for a period of time, at least it was for me. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't be in the financial position to make a big shift. I found that shifting to self-employment solved a lot of the issues around the cost of full-time W-2 employment. Many of my costs like health insurance, my phone, computer, business travel, etc., are tax write-offs. And while I'm making significantly less money now, I found that the trade-off has been worth it to me. Self-employment and entrepreneurship has allowed me to be super picky about the work I do and who I work with. It's also freed up mental energy to think more expansively about how I want to spend my time. But that's going to do it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to both parts of this great post. And I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow for more Optimal Finance Daily, where your optimal life awaits.